The following program was paid for by the Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. 862-210-8570. So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR Radio, Nothing But the Truth with Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. Today, Pedro Sabasco, Dave. I love some of the stats here. First of all, he's a retired senior sales executive. The guy does not look like at the age he should be retiring. I don't know. Maybe that's some good living and some vitamins. But he's also the co-founder of the number one e-commerce management company in the nation. Amazing guy. Amazing success story, Dave.
Yeah, entrepreneurial, to say the least. He's got this e-commerce management company that we'll talk about. Also in Express Auto Leases, Florida's number one auto brokering agency. And he's got his own podcast too, Money Moves. And I was fortunate enough to meet Pedro. Me and Pedro go back to the Bahamas. We met at the craps table rolling some dice.
Yeah, and, I was in Jersey. Thanks.
Pedro's based out of Miami, Florida. And we hit it off right there on the table. And we had the opportunity to talk a little bit. And we're like-minded entrepreneurs. And we got the marketing things going on and different ventures. So, Pedro, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you. And if you could, please just introduce yourself to the audience and give them a little background on you.
It's a pleasure to be here as well. Thank you guys for having me. So my name is Pedro Sabasco, as you just said. I'm actually a co-founder of Next Gen Strategic Investments. We're on, like, as you mentioned earlier, we're an Amazon automation management company, as well as a Walmart automation management company. And then I have a few other businesses as well, like an auto brokerage, which is Express Auto Lease, that I partnered up with two other guys to get that going. We have a gym in Pembroke Pines, like a CrossFit style gym. And yeah, just a few other things that I dabble, you know, in as well. So that's basically who I am and what I do.
Pedro, let me say that when the term entrepreneur was used maybe about 20, 30 years ago, people kind of laughed at it. It had a very generic thing. What do you do? I'm an entrepreneur. People would laugh, you know, oh, you're an entrepreneur. But it has taken on real meaning right now. I mean, you've retired from your job and are, in fact, what an entrepreneur is today. Tell us about has it changed or was it always this way and guys like me just didn't get it?
No, I think it's definitely changed. I think it's becoming more popular nowadays, you know, where kids are growing up and they're looking at a lot of people. Obviously, social media has definitely, you know, broadened people's perspective on, you know, I guess the corporate world and if that's something that they want to follow or if they want to follow their own path and kind of take the risk and setting, you know, and take the risk and set up their own businesses and go from there. You know, so for me, I actually started working, you know, with one of the biggest wholesale horticultural distributors in the U.S. when I was 19. And I mean, I can tell you, man, I started off in the warehouse as a shipping lead. From there, I basically got, you know, promoted to customer service a few years later. From there, I asked to be promoted again to a sales position where they told me I was too young at the time and I had no prior experience. And, you know, when that occurred, most people would have either gotten really mad at the situation, because at that time I was already there for like about 5 years. And so, you know, I felt like I had paid my dues, but obviously they were like, listen, you're 23, 24, you've never been in sales. Like, it's not going to happen, you know, but I didn't let that deter me from my path. I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to prove to them that I can actually make something out of nothing. And so for 2 years after that, I just worked my butt off, you know, continued to establish relationships with the clients that we had with us. And when the time came around again where they needed another sales manager, I told them, listen, I think I've proven that, you know, I'm ready for this. And so thankfully from there, they gave me the position that I worked extremely hard for. And, but you know, it's funny, right? Because when I got that position, I started making about 50 grand a year, right? Which is, I guess for a 25-year-old, it's pretty decent. The way that I saw it was, you know, a lot of people go to college and they come out of college and, you know, that's basically what they're making, right? Like the average salary in America, I believe, is like $52,000 a year. So I was happy at first, but then I, you know, living in Miami is not cheap, right? It's a pretty expensive city. So after making 50 grand for about a year, I said to myself, no, I need more than this. So, you know, I continued to work, looked for different opportunities. Basically, by the time I left, I was making about 70 grand. But I also looked up the ladder and I said, man, the only other position that's ahead of me is the operational manager, and he's making $110,000 a year. And he's not retiring anytime soon because he's only about 10 years older than me at the time. So that's when I actually started looking into, but I kind of came across it, which was the auto brokerage, business. And from there, my entrepreneur journey started basically.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah. E-commerce. And look, I mean, I love this idea that I could go on Amazon right now and order something and get it tomorrow. I mean, it's completely put the brick and mortar places risk. They've risked everything here because of the ability to get product, right? And you're in this space. So tell me a little bit about these opportunities in e-commerce that you've been able to develop and offer to people.
Right. So what you're saying is correct. You know, I guess people nowadays, they pay for convenience. And so, you know, people would much rather order something online and have it in a couple of days than actually go to the store, unless it's something that they urgently need, right? Unless it's something that's absolutely necessary. So obviously, like nowadays, I guess, you know, people are getting more accustomed to convenience. And yeah, like, what we do is we basically set up stores on Amazon for our clients, like a true turnkey solution. And the reason why I say that is because when we started this business, we looked at ourselves and we said, how can we be better than the companies that are out here now doing this, right? And one of the ways that we did that was by basically telling the clients, look, we're actually going to be responsible for setting up your store end to end. The only thing you guys would have to do on your end is just set up the business bank account, because obviously we can't go to the bank and set up your business bank account. It's your bank account where Amazon is going to pay you directly. Okay. So we literally set up the LLC, the EIN, the sales tax exemptions. We onboard the store on the platform, because we would hear stories of other, people, signing up with other companies, but they couldn't figure out how to go through the onboarding process and go live on the platform, because it's kind of tricky with the way that they want you to submit documentation. And so we wanted to make it turnkey and just avoid that delay, right, in time, to get people's stores operating as quickly as possible. And then the strategy that we use when we started was straight drop shipping from the suppliers / retailers to the consumers. But as you know, the thing about e-commerce is that it's very stress-free for our clients, because they don't have to do everything. We manage everything. They don't have to do anything. But, things do change on the platforms. And when things change, we have to adapt to those changes, right? So we started doing drop shipping. Amazon changed some policies as the years went on. So now what we're doing is called the two-step drop shipping strategy, where now when the products ship from the suppliers, they come to our warehouse. If they come in a branded box, what we do is we repackage the item and send it to the consumers in a plain box, because Amazon doesn't want consumers to receive packages in branded boxing unless it says Amazon on the outside. So that's something we've actually done in the last 10 months to kind of accommodate the business in regards to the policy changes that Amazon has had. We've had great results. We actually started Walmart automation last year as well, and we've been having great results for our clients as well. So it's a stress-free business. It's completely passive. We manage it. Amazon pays you directly, and then at the end of the month, our clients pay us our profit split. So, for example, we have a 30K store, which will be the startup cost. It's a service fee. And then at the end of the month, from the income we generate the stores, they keep 60% and they pay us 40%.
And who comes to you? What kind of businesses come to you?
So it's not businesses that come to us. It's just random people, you know, who that are looking for different passive investments that they can make. And so, you know, they see us either on social media or they see our videos on YouTube. You know, we do some educational videos, just teaching people about the business, how it works. We're actually also going to come out with a course because obviously we know that there's not a lot of people that have 30 grand or 20 grand to start a business. And so we're actually going to start a course very soon where we're going to basically teach people how we do this. So in case they want to, you know, they have the time to manage the business on their own, they can definitely do it as well.
Man, these courses, right? This is something, I mean, I say this all the time. Prior to COVID, when somebody would approach me and say, I'm a coach or you know, something along that line, I'd be puzzled to say, what is that?
It's like entrepreneur. It's like, what does that
right?
mean? Yeah.
But COVID taught us all of these things coming out of this. And coaching is one of them, Pedro. I mean, did you ever think that you'd have a course before COVID or digital advertising? I mean, how did you come to this idea?
So to be honest with you, man, I had no idea we will go down this path. But obviously, you know, as the business, you know, begins to scale and mature, and then you see that, you know, a lot of times we hold meetings with different, you know, potential clients. And as I said, some people just don't have the capital to start a business, but they may have the time to manage the business on their own. And so, you know, we were like, well, you know, usually management companies don't offer courses, but let's be real. There are other people that's their business. They just sell courses. So yeah. Why wouldn't we also take advantage of that avenue and provide our clients that don't have the money to start with us as a management company to just manage the business on their own?
Yeah, you seem very, very motivated and driven, Pedro. And I want to know, I mean, what's your purpose? What's the why? What fuels this motivation for you?
So to be completely honest, man, it's just for my family. I came from a family like, you know, my family's from Cuba. I was actually born in Cuba, but I left when I was 2. Thank God my father took me away, you know, took me out of communism, right? So I saw my dad work a lot of hours growing up, man. He would work 18-hour days, like, you know, 13 days straight with one day, you know, one off day in between. And so, you know, it was always a dream of mine to be able to retire my parents. So once I had my businesses going and they were, you know, going well for me and things like that, that's actually what I did. That's like the first thing I did was retire my parents. My dad's 70, my mom is 59. And so that was my main thing that I wanted to do. Besides, obviously, you know, take care of my household, my wife, my kids. I have 2 kids. One's 11, the other one's 6. So it's for my family. And then, I mean, if I give you any other reason, I would be lying to you.
Yeah, so that drives you. I mean.
Yeah. Well, this is the WMTR Radio, Something But the Truth. Your host, Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. We'll have more Pedro on the other end, so please stay with us.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
Okay, this is WMTR Radio's Other But the Truth with your host, Bob Bianchi, and Dave Bruno. Pedro Sebasco is with us. Pedro, what a touching story, not only in your success, but, you know, taking care of your mom and dad and retiring them, as you put it. That's, I'm sure, greatly appreciated and what financial success can do. But I'm also interested in the fact that there's a lot behind you that's probably been the reason why you are successful. And I note some things from your bio about spirituality, reading, daily affirmations, health and fitness. How much does that plug into who you are as a person, and how does that translate into your business model?
Well, I think that one of the main things that all of us should do, right, to be successful, I think the number one thing is to be accountable for what we do on a day-to-day basis, right? Because a lot of people, they want to be successful, you know, they want to get from point A to point, you know, B, C, D, E, and F, but then they're not doing the things that they should be doing on a daily basis. And most people tend to, you know, blame others for their lack of success. So I think that the first thing that we all need to do in order to be successful is take accountability and say, how can I actually improve and educate myself and be better so that I can actually, you know, attain my goals, right? And then the second thing after that, I would say is, you know, to create good habits, right? Because let's be honest, like motivation comes and goes, but habits are truly where are going to get you where you need to be. So, you know, for myself, for example, I have it on my phone, an alarm every morning. I usually wake up before 6, but if I don't wake up before 6, the alarm is going to wake me up. The first thing I do, you know, once I brush my teeth, I come in, I you know, I do some prayer slash meditating, right? After that, I read about 2 chapters of a book. Then after that, I do my daily affirmations because I want to make sure that I'm keeping all of my goals in front of me every single day. You know, life gets busy. You have family, you have, you know, things that you have to deal with business. You know, as an entrepreneur, as a businessman, you guys, I'm sure you guys get blindsided with different obstacles from time to time. And sometimes when these things happen, you know, we have to keep our focus, right? So I do all of these things just to make sure that every day I'm focused and I'm ready for the day to make sure that we're working on what needs to be worked on to continue to improve.
Wow. I just want to, Dave, this is unbelievable. I mean, yeah. Is it virtually every show that we listen to these successful people talk about the blame versus accountability scenario?
Yes.
Not blaming for, and maybe there is somebody to blame. Maybe there is a circumstance to blame, but you either use it and move forward or you let it define you so that you have an excuse not to do that, which is where accountability comes in. All right. I mean, that and giving, paying forward like he's doing for his family and his mom and dad.
Without a doubt. Also early mornings. I mean, early mornings is a theme over and over and over again. We've had some of the best. Craig Ballantyne, Eating the Frog, setting goals in the morning. Everybody's up early, JT Fox, and it's something that I have been doing as well. Habit and routine, starting off the day on the right foot, right? Winning the mornings, I call winning the evenings, preparing for the mornings. And if you win morning and night, you're going to win the day. Talk about that. I mean, does that come into your mind about winning the day, winning the morning?
It's funny you said that because I talk to my friends from time to time, you know, and I tell them that like I have friends that they love to wake up at 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. And I'm like, guys, have you ever realized that most people that are successful are actually early risers? Let me tell you, my daughter wakes up super early like I do. My son, though, tends to like to sleep in like his mom. Right. And however, he's very smart. So I was telling my wife the other day, I'm like, listen, I'm a little concerned with Giandro because he tends to like to wake up late. And that's not a good sign from what I've seen from the people that I know that are successful. Right. But obviously, that's something that I'm going to work on with him to make sure that he doesn't go down that path. But yeah, you're absolutely right. As I said, I think that, you know, the earlier you get the day started and the earlier, you know, you put those goals in front of you and you know exactly what you're going after, you know, it's that much easier to be consistent. You know, as I said, motivation comes and goes, but habits are what are going to get you where you need to be. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, have a tough road. Listen, like I said, my upbringing, you know, I didn't have everything that I wanted to have growing up by any means. But I didn't allow that to, you know, to drag me down and say, you know, well, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm just going to stay. I guess, you know, like I hate when people say the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. I hate when people say that because I don't think to a certain extent, if you want to go political and things like that, there are certain things, you know, that can be debatable. But I truly think that anyone can get out of, you know, any situation that they're in. But again, it's going to take accountability, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you talked about country before. I mean, the difference between Cuba, a communist country, and, you know, we have a lot of problems in this country politically and God knows, not a political show, but with divisiveness in politics. And yet, despite all of that, and we talk about the justice system and they're like, well, the justice, just listen to people saying it's not fair and whatever. And that's probably truth in all of these things, kind of what Pedro just said. But you know what? Talk to me, Pedro, about it may not be fair, it may not be the best, it may not be complete, but it's maybe one of the best systems we've got. So at least here you've got that opportunity.
Listen, America is the greatest country in the world, okay? Like you said, it may not be perfect, but nothing is perfect. I'm not perfect, neither are you guys. You know, there's always going to be things to improve on. But if I had to be anywhere in the world, it's definitely going to be in the U.S., you know, and unfortunately, you know, sometimes we have people that don't have anything to compare with, right? Mm. And so since they have nothing to compare with, they just look at the negatives. But in my eyes, I always tell people we need to be grateful, right? And that's another thing that I think in life we all must be as grateful because, you know, being grateful is I don't know if you guys, going back to the spirituality aspect of things, right? I believe in positive energies, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, if you guys have read any books about this, you would know that one of the main things that we all need to be in life in order to continue to attain positive things is to be grateful, right? Mm. So I'm grateful for this country, man. Definitely am.
You know, it's funny you talk about comparison. You could also take it in a microcosmic way as an example. I remember when I moved from Essex County to Morris County, New Jersey. And taxes there where I was living were like in the area of the $30,000 and $40,000 a year. And I couldn't believe how low the taxes were in the town that I moved to. It was like 2/3 less. And you got twice the services. So I was walking around like, wow, Morris County is great. And, you know, you get all these services and it's for a cheap cost. And then I would listen to Morris County people who only grew up and lived in Morris County. And they'd be like, can you believe the taxes? And, you know, we don't get good services. And I'm like, you know what you got to do? You got to cross a county line and live over there for a couple of years. And it's the perspective that you get when you're somewhere else. And Pedro, how many people do we see that are opining, even in the area of politics, when we're throwing the words around, this one's a communist, this one's a socialist, you need to really live in one of those places to understand that, Pedro, no?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Living in one of those places also allows you to see what could potentially, you know, be headed in your direction that maybe people that have never lived in those places may not be aware of. And so for us, I would say, you know, for people that are, you know, whether you're Cuban or, you know, now Venezuela, I heard that now Colombia just on Sunday, I guess they voted for a president that supposedly they say is more like inclined towards communism. You know, I mean, we can look all around the world. You'll see that, you know, no matter what country it is, if it's a communist country, you know, it's not really going in the right direction, right? And so sometimes, you know, we see things that happen here and it kind of, you know, makes us a little weary or scared of what can come out of it. But at the end of the day, you know, hopefully it's just a matter of different opinions, but it never gets taken to that extreme.
Yeah, and that gratefulness is important. We should be grateful for what we have and not underestimate what could happen if it gets dismantled. Yeah. Pedro, I'd love to talk to you more, buddy, but we are out of time here at WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth with your host, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. Dave, tell them when the podcast drops.
Yeah, so you listen to this on Saturday on WMTR. We're also filming this at Bianchi Law Group Studios. We're going to be releasing the podcast on Spotify and iTunes on the Wednesday after. And there's also the video, which I highly recommend for all of our guests, but especially Pedro. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for showing us your truth.
Pedro, how do we find you? How do people find you?
You guys can actually find me on Instagram. It's actually my name, Pedro Sebasco. So it's PedroSebasco. And you can also find us NextGen, which is at NextGen Investments. Yeah, you can find us on there.
Yeah, and the Instagram profile is phenomenal, Pedro. Motivating, inspirational. I love all your content as well. So not only thank you for being on the show, I'll be seeing you online as well.
I won't be seeing either one of you at the dice table. That's all I
got. All right, let's go.
Thanks, Pedro.
Blessings. Thank you, guys.
At Bianchi Law Group, they will guide you through their free consultation, laying down the foundation for your criminal defense with the right legal advice and team. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054, 862-210-8570. The Bianchi Law Group, LLC, has prepared this concern for general information purposes. Nothing herein is intended to create an attorney-client relationship and shall not be construed as legal advice. The preceding program was paid for by Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.